I have bipolar disorder, and was counseled by a pastor who suggested that I was possessed by demons. Sherry, diagnosed with bipolar disorder. A pastor friend of mine recently shared that during a regular Wednesday night service, he spontaneously decided to have a time of sharing. He asked those in attendance if anyone would like to share, and a young man near the back of the church got up and moved forward. My friend did not recognize this young man as one of his church members. The young man said that he knew this was a Bible-believing church, and that they were praying for Christ's second coming. He just wanted to let everyone know that Christ had returned. This young man was schizophrenic and believed himself to be Jesus. He was having what is called a delusion of grandeur, believing himself to be a famous or powerful person. This incident ended well, since my friend took the young man to a local psychiatric facility where he received treatment. Several of the congregants, however, thought this might be the work of demons. It is easy to understand how people of faith, who believe in fallen angels, might attribute the bizarre thoughts and behaviors of individuals with mental illnesses to the demonic, especially when religious delusions or hallucinations are present. A man with paranoid schizophrenia shot and killed a retired policeman in Florida. At his murder trial, the man testified that he had to kill the victim, believing the retired policeman was the Antichrist because of the University of Alabama A on his baseball cap. Many know of the Texas case of Andrea Yates, who, in a delusional state, drowned her 5 young children, saying that she wanted to protect them from going to hell. You may also be familiar with the tragic story of Sister Marichka Irina Cornici. In June 2005, Sister Irina, a 23-year-old Romanian Orthodox nun, died of dehydration and suffocation following an exorcism ritual at the Holy Trinity Convent in the northeast Romanian village of Tănăciu. She had been gagged with a towel and chained to a cross for several days without food or water during the ritual led by Daniel Petru Corraginu, a monk who served as the convent's priest, and 4 nuns. Prior to coming to the convent, Sister Irina had been treated by a psychiatrist for schizophrenia. Shortly before her death, she had begun hearing voices again, which she believed were the devil telling her that she was sinful. Irina's brother asked the priest to perform the exorcism ritual because he did not believe the medical treatment was working. When asked by a reporter at his trial whether Sister Irina was mentally ill and in need of psychiatric treatment, Father Daniel replied, "You can't drive the devil out of people with pills. God has performed a miracle for her. Finally, Irina is delivered from evil." The Romanian Orthodox Church condemned the ritual as abominable and excommunicated the priest and the 4 nuns who assisted him. In February 2007, Father Daniel and the nuns were convicted of causing the death of Irina Cornici and given lengthy prison sentences. These are all truly tragic events. But are they the work of demons? Satan and demons. As a clinical neuroscientist and a Christian, I am often asked questions concerning mental disorders and matters of faith. One of the most common questions I am asked regards the role of the demonic in mental illness. While you may imagine that this is not an easy...